Om Shanti. 7th December 2019, Saturday. Essence. Sweet children, this study of becoming pure is easier than all other studies. Young ones, adults and elderly can all study it. You simply have to know your 84 births. So sweet children, the study for becoming pure is easier than all other studies. Young one, adults and the elderly can all study it. You simply have to know your 84 births. This is a study. Baba says, this is the easiest of all the studies. And the aim of this study is to become pure. You simply have to know your 84 births. So becoming pure, knowing the knowledge, and anyone can study it, young ones, adults and the elderly. One very important question is, how to study? What are the study tips? If this is the highest of all the studies, if the goal of this study is to become pure, then what should we do in order to become a very bright student, smart student, a student who will excel, a student who will come off with flying colors? What techniques, what methods, what skills, what tips we should follow in order to become a very bright student? Yes? To have a name, okay. To have a name. So we have the aim that with this study we are going to become pure. What else?
Focus.
Just imagine a student is there and he has to study for the exam, which is at the distance of, say, 4 months. What he should do in order to study?
To be aware with the consciousness.
Okay. What else? Yeah, we can go ahead. There could be numerous tips. So you said discipline. So self-discipline is very important. He has to discipline himself. And what should be the discipline? One important thing is, this is the bed where he sleeps. Avoid studying on the bed. Have table and chair to have a professional attitude. That is told to students. Never study on the bed where you sleep. Your sleeping place and your studying place should be different. Have a very professional attitude that now is the study time. So, segregate these two things. Then, avoid all distractions, electronic distractions. Whenever you are studying, keep all the electronic distractions away. Whenever you are studying, suppose a child, first we will focus on student. A student is there, he has a study room. So, you should inform other members of the family that now I am studying, don't disturb me. For 1 hour, I have to study. Then, music. Studies have shown that if you study with soft music in the background,
your study skills increases. So if you have a room, and if it is possible, let there be soft music playing in the background. That will increase the study skills, music that helps in studying. Then one must understand the importance of interval study. There is one technique which is known as Pomodoro's techniques. Pomodoro's techniques. What does this technique say? Study for 25 minutes, then take break for 5 minutes. Again 25 minutes, again 5 minutes break. Again 25 minutes, again 4 times. And after 4th, then take a big break, half an hour. This is known as distance education. The similar thing should be done for yoga also. There are people who just sit in yoga from 22 o'clock at one place till 5 o'clock. And in between keep on dozing. Keep on changing the place. Sit for half an hour at one place, then change the place. Sit another for half an hour, again change the place. 5 minutes are there between, walk around. And then again sleep, sit. Then you will not sleep. Otherwise, people sit at one place and keep on dozing and dozing off. And don't give up the place also. You're feeling sleepy, but still don't get up. Change the place. Every 25 minutes. That is another thing. A sign of a good yogi is that yogi will sit for one place for hours together. But that's the aim. If you have issues with concentration, issues with sleep, don't sit for a long time. Pomodoro's technique says 25 minutes study, 5 minutes break. 25 minutes study, 5 minutes break. What is that break? Get up and look out of the window, what is happening. Move around, stroll around. If you have a study room, go in the kitchen and see what is going on there. Break. But don't take more than 5 minutes. Immediately come back to study.
It may distract too.
It might distract, but you see that things, you take the break, that will not distract. Another break is just lie down for 5 minutes. Or drink water. Or something. If you have a phone call to make that. Whatever. But the technique says 25 minutes, 5 minutes break. 25 minutes study, 5 minutes break. 25 minutes study, 5 minutes break. And then half an hour break. So that is known as interval studying. Okay. And then plan for the travel study. If you are traveling, how you are going to study? Listening some class and taking notes if you have time. Like one is traveling in train and he has 12 hours journey. Okay, so you have to plan your travel. At least 4 to 5 hours you should study in journey. If you are traveling by flight, so you have 1 hour flight. Okay. At least 40 minutes time you should plan for studying. You can study Murli, you can study, listen some class. And one more important thing, never rely on your memory. Whenever you are listening to any class, make it a point you always take notes. Notes, very important. Sit and write down notes. Because the person who is speaking, he is prepared. He has come with certain preparation. He has certain points in his mind. And we just sit. And if we don't take notes, thinking that we will, okay, it's all things we have listened multiple times. We know all these things. That should not be approach. We are student. Student means there should be a book. There should be notes. either you can take notes straight away on your mobile, or you should have book and pen. Now there are two school of thoughts. One is to take notes on mobile, means to type. Another is by handwritten notes. It is found in studies that handwritten notes are more effective. Handwritten notes. So you should have a diary. Sit in any class. Any class it may be. But always sit with a notebook and pen. And write down few points. Write down, suppose the name of the class is this Sunday's Murli, contentment. Okay, somebody is giving a class on it. Sit with a note and at least write one page. You will have one or two new points in any class. Jagdish Bhai was there. He used to listen to almost every class. Every night class. Sitting in his room, he would write down notes. So one of the marks of a small smart student is to sit with notes and with pen. At least if you know that, okay, I know everything, but at least you will get some new words, some new phrases, some verbal phrases, some proverbs, some idioms, some new usage of words, some new method of conveying the same thing. So student means always sitting with notes and pen. And as I said, handwritten notes are more effective. So this is another study technique. Then another thing is time management. Student should be managing time. Identifying time wasters, identifying energy drainers. To identify these two are very important. Time wasters, energy drainers. Identifying them and eliminating them. Then, study techniques. There are various study techniques which have been told. And one of the study techniques is quite famous, which is this one. It is known as SQ3R. This is one of the study techniques. What does this study technique say? It says S means survey. So you have a Murli to study. First just go through everything. Survey it. What are the main things about this Murli? Just go to the slogan first. Okay, then go to the blessing. And then go to the essence, then go to the question. Not reading it, just survey it. So first is survey. Then second is question. Suppose there is a book and there are headings. There are 10 headings. Convert those headings into questions. For example, let us take today's Murli. So Baba says, this is a study to become pure. So you just read one line. Why to become pure? What is purity? How to achieve purity? How this study is going to make us pure? Questions. So create questions in the mind just as you survey. Surveying, creating questions. Ask you. Then there are 3 R. First is read. Now your Murli reading starts. But your reading should be intelligent. And one must develop techniques to read fast. Speed reading it is known as. There are clumsy students who read one page in 1 hour, not understanding anything. And there are smart students who read a book a day. One book, one day. And with recall of everything. They are smart students. So, practice speed reading. Read Murli. It is good that you are reading Murli slowly, but try to read it fast and then also to remember. So it is known as speed reading. So read. So it is, there are separate books on speed reading. Then second is recite and review. Now what is this recite? recite is to tell. You read it, the Murli, just keep it aside, and I try to tell the imaginary students or imaginary audience what is there in the Murli. Read it and tell the imaginary audience. Now, even for the example class, you listen to this class or any class. Now go out and try to tell some imaginary students whatever you heard in this class. What was the topic? What was the discussion? What were the words? And what all things were written on the board? Everything. What were the new techniques I learned? Because don't rely on the memory at all. Always take notes. Notes taking is the mark of a good student. Whenever you listen to any class, whenever you listen in, sit in Murli, whenever you listen in any seminar, any workshop, or even when you go to new place, have a small diary and keep noting down things. For example, you go to the new town, note down names of places, names of roads, sign marks, board marks. And another thing, if you happen to go to new place, for example, from here you are going to Delhi by road, have a diary and note down all the names of all the places which are coming in between. One is to open the Google map and see, oh, we are here, oh, we are there. Not this. Write down. These hands, they should be given a lot of works. They have become lazy, gunegar. They have become sinful. So these hands should be given a lot of work. So keep on writing every day, something new. So read, recite, and then review. And then try to review it, what I understood. Suppose you read the Murli, then try to review what was in today's Murli. Let's take example for yesterday's Murli. Baba said, those who are yogi, those who are jnani, those who are saput, I love them. Those who do service, I love them. This was one statement. Another statement, I make my program of coming on the earth when the world becomes tamopradhan program. So God's program of coming on earth. New word. Nowadays children have become dhundukari. What is this dhundukari? Who is this dhundukari? Try to find the reference of word dhundukari. So there was dhundukari in Bhagavat. There's a story of one Brahmin whose name was Atmaram, and he had two children. One dhundukari and another was Gokarn. So what happened to them? So there are references. So, No, it has nothing to do with that. They are different story. Entirely different story. So whenever you get some new word, try to explore it. Go to internet and find out. What is it? So that's the mark of a good student. Then there is another approach which is known as thieves' approach of studying. T-H-I-E-V-E-S. What is this thieves' approach? T means title. Suppose you are reading one chapter. Every chapter will have titles, headings. Okay? So first title. What is the title? For example, next Sunday's Murli, Santushtata. That's the title. Second, headings. Always try to divide bigger things into small parts. If you have huge Murli, 6 pages Murli. How to remember? Everything is so good, so good, so good, so good. You can't remember anything. The first thing is, break it into pieces, into points. That's what I usually do. If there is a 10 paragraphs, if there is a Murli and there are 6 paragraphs, I divide it into 6 points. 6 points. Give every paragraph a heading. Give each paragraph a heading. For example, Sakar Murli, it's tough. Because in each paragraph, there are 10 headings sometimes. Or sometimes, there is only one single paragraph. It starts from the beginning until end. No paragraphs in between. So even that happens. So title, what is the title? What is the heading? Then introduction. What is the introduction? This is known as thieves' approach of studying. Introduction. And then E, first sentence of each paragraph. Every paragraph. What is the crux of every paragraph? What is there within every paragraph? Then V, vocabulary. What are the new words? What are the visuals? New words. In every Murli you will get new words. Or anything you study, you will have new words. Something new which you never heard before. Something new. For example, in yesterday's Murli, Baba said, lust is poison. Which will not be there in Satyug. This poison will not be there in Satyug. Why poison? Why Baba said poison? Is it a poisoning? Just as in that poisoning, patient is admitted and the lavaj is given and certain antidote is given. So what is the antidote for lust and what lavaj should be given and how the patient should be managed if he comes with lust poisoning? That's a new way of thinking. So poisoning. So create visuals and vocabulary. Visuals and vocabulary. Visualization is very important. Then, end of each chapter. E, again E, end of each chapter. What is the end of the Murli? And here we have beautiful, in Abhi Avyakta Murli we have summary. So you know what is the best method of reading Avyakta Murli? Start with Yaad Pyar. Start with Yaad Pyar, the last, where Baba is giving remembrance, love and remembrance. To these children, to these children, to the self-sovereign children, to the carefree emperors, to the comfort, to those who have surrendered themselves to the comforter of the heart. Start with that. And read that for 1 hour, multiple times. Try to review, try to revise. Try to feel as if this is the word. Now what could have been said in the Murli about this one line? This is a new approach. Because if you just take the same old approach, take the Murli and start reading from the beginning till end, after some time you feel boring. Same things which are committed to the memory, you are reading again and again, again and again, again and again. It becomes dull and drab. So you have to bring newness. So another method is, start with the end. And then, yes, summary. Try to summarize it. So this is also one of the techniques. Of studying. Then another is taking full responsibility of your own learning. Don't rely on anybody. I failed because of my own efforts. I did not study. That is also one of the methods. There are numerous methods, people. Never study while watching television. While watching, playing with mobiles. So keep all these things away. Avoid multitasking. Classical music. And always, if possible, study in group with motivated friends. Take feedback from your teachers. Learn from somebody, do some good breathing exercises. Eat well, sleep well. If you are studying, you should eat well. Healthy diet, omega 3 fatty acids. Otherwise, you will not learn much. Good sleep, exercise regularly, drink plenty of waters. Use mnemonics. You know mnemonics? Lot of study techniques. If you have to remember 50 things, how do you? You cannot remember just like that. Everybody's memory is not that sharp. That if you are told 50 items and you start narrating 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 20. So you have to use certain techniques. You have to create a story. That is known as story technique. For example, you have to remember 20 things like pen, watch, pencil, table, duster, laptop, mic, bell, badge, cap, sweater. Now these are the things you have to remember. You are told go and bring from the market. So I said I want list, otherwise I forget. No, there's a technique. You create a story out of this. That and there was a sweater, on that sweater, well, I was wearing sweater, then sweater was having badge. Then with that, I took a pen and I started writing on the board. And then I had a duster, the color of the duster was black. Like that, create a story. So that you can recall. So these are known as mnemonics. These are known as techniques or PEG methods. PEG methods means, for example, create this thing, marks. For example, let's take the example of Naki Lake. So first there is a Dargah. So that is number one. Okay, there is a Dargah there. That's number. Then there is a that Hanumanji temple, number two. Then there is a Naki Lake, three. Then there is a garden, four. Okay, then there is that flag, Ravan Ghat, fifth. Then there is a sixth. And there is a garden. And there is a Bharat Mata, sixth. So you already named this. Okay, so these are already named first. Now you have to remember certain things. You have to remember 12 points of Murli. So first point you connect with Dargah. This is the first point. Second, but you should know this first. Second point you connected with Hanuman temple. So these are the connection. This is known as law of association. So these are known as study techniques. So you should, so that you can recall multiple things at same time. You don't forget any things. Otherwise you keep on forgetting. If you are told to remember 20 points, you say, oh, first was that, second was to third is gone. And when third is gone, all everything is gone. So, study techniques. So, smart students have study techniques. Visualizations. And use technology as much as possible. Create daily plan, weekly schedule, calendar, and weekly review. Then boundaries for social activities. Then take your own test. Own test. That is known as mock test. Mock interviews. For example, in IAS interviews, they create mock test. Mock interviews. So take your mock interviews. So these are various techniques. So, Baba is saying, sweet children, this study for becoming pure is easier than all of the studies. Young one, adults and the elderly can all study. You simply have to know your 84 births.